B. Getting around.
The best way to get to know London is probably by walking around, but it would take you a year or two. London is one of the biggest cities in the world, and you'll need to use public transport to get around. For many people, the red double-decker buses, along with the black cabs, the red telephone booths, and the bobbies, are the symbol of London. Not all of the buses in London are double-deckers, but most tourists make sure to get on one of these two-storey giants at least once. Every day, more than 6,800 London buses carry around more than 6 million passengers, which is about 2 billion passengers a year. On the Routemasters, one of the old types of buses, the passengers could jump on and off whenever they liked, for example at traffic lights and when the bus was going slowly. Unfortunately, most of these old buses have disappeared from the streets of London. The last original Routemasters had their final day of operation in 2005. Many people felt really sad about this. After all, these buses had been a symbol of London for about 50 years. However, a few buses remain on tourist routes. Moreover, a few hyper-modern, green technology versions of this bus have recently been introduced. So you still have the chance to hop on and off a bus as you make your way through the streets of London. The Underground. The traffic in London is heavy, especially during rush hour. There's no doubt that the quickest way to get around is to use the Underground, or the Tube, as Londoners call it. London is served by 12 tube lines, and there are 63 stops in central London and 275 in Greater London. Sometimes you have to change lines, but that's an easy matter. Each line has its own colour, which makes it easy to follow them on maps and signs. Buy a one-day travel card for the Tube, get a free map, and you'll be on your way to exploring one of the world's most fascinating cities. Taxi. You may call it a taxi, taxi cab, or just a cab. Black cabs are everywhere in London. If you need a taxi, you can hail one in the street, and the taxi will stop and pick you up. Just look for the yellow sign saying "For Hire." The taxi drivers in London are probably the most professional in the world. They also have to pass a rigorous exam before they get their taxi licence. All the cabs used to be black, but these days they come in many different colours. The Bobby. London is a big city, and it's easy to get lost. If this should happen to you, don't panic. Ask the nearest police constable, or Bobby, as they're called. They're always more than happy to help you. They got their nickname from Robert Bobby Peel, the man who founded the London Police Force.